This is a download from BBC Learning English. For terms of use, go to bbclearningenglish.com.
Hi, this is 6 Minute English and I'm Yvonne Archer.
I'm Callum Robertson. Hello.
Hello, Callum. In this week's programme, English words that are often mispronounced. Callum, can you explain mispronounced for us?
Certainly. If you mispronounce a word, you don't say it correctly. You get some of the sounds wrong in that word.
Very good. And is there a word that you often mispronounce, Callum?
No, not really.
I didn't think so. So I've got 3 difficult ones here for you. But before you read them out, any thoughts?
Well, looking at these words on paper, I think there's a good chance that some people would mispronounce them. Yeah.
And that's why you're saying them instead of me. So off you go.
Okay, the words are regularly, ethnicity, and anaesthetist. Phew.
Yeah, but you said them slowly, Callum. Yeah, that was tough. But there are 3,000 other Brits who also agree that those words are difficult to say. They were recently questioned by a company called Spinvox, and the research showed that regularly, ethnicity, and anaesthetist, are some of the most mispronounced words in the English language. Now, before we hear more about that research, I've a question for you, Callum. How many sounds do experts say we need to be able to pronounce so that we can speak English clearly? Is it A, 44, B, 104, or 400?
Well, I'm fairly confident on this, as I've just made a series about pronunciation. In British English, there's generally about 44 sounds that are needed to pronounce English words. So about 44, it's maybe a few more, but 44, that's my answer.
Well, I'm not telling you. You'll have to wait until the end of the programme. Now, as we hear an extract from the BBC's Today programme on the most mispronounced words in English, try to find out which word was the most mispronounced.
If you find statistics and ethnicity difficult to pronounce, it appears you're not alone. The Daily Mail says they're among the top 10 most troublesome words in the English language. Researchers who questioned 3,000 people found the most mispronounced word was phenomenon, followed by anaesthetist.
Anaesthetist.
And remuneration.
Callum, which word was the most troublesome, the most difficult to pronounce?
Well, that was phenomenon. Phenomenon.
Phenomenon? Yep, I have to take that one really slowly, and just looking at it on paper makes me nervous. So why do you think so many of us get it wrong, Callum?
Well, of course, when we get nervous, we generally make more mistakes. But here it's the mixture of the particular sounds that are in words. That's what causes the problems. So having the M and N sounds, the M and N in phenomenon, having them, so many of them so close together, that makes it a difficult word to pronounce.
And what about anaesthetist?
Well, anaesthetist, it contains an odd mixture of T and TH sounds. There's also an S in there as well before that group of consonants. And that also makes things difficult to pronounce.
Oh, dear. It certainly is.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Now, the newspaper that published those research results describes such words as tongue twisters. But I wouldn't call them tongue twisters, really, would you, Callum?
Not really, no, because tongue twisters are generally a sentence or an expression that is very difficult to say quickly and repeat again and again and again.
Well, I'm feeling really mean today, Callum. Go on, give us an example. And don't say it slowly.
Okay, try this one. A very famous one is Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper.
Ooh, that was pretty good, wasn't it? Of course, but we don't have to say tongue twisters in life.
No.
But we usually do have to use words like statistics and February. I can't even say it.
February.
February.
it is difficult to get through life without saying words like February, yes.
But the research shows that many of us try to do just that. We don't want to feel embarrassed when we mispronounce those words, so we just avoid them. And that's a really bad example for learners, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about that. It's something natural that native speakers do, that, you know, if you're not sure how to pronounce a word, choose another word. Or and I do the same in writing and spelling. If there's a word I'm not sure how to spell and my spelling isn't, you know, perfect, sometimes I will rewrite to avoid using that word. So as in anything, pronunciation does only get better with practice, so don't worry about it.
Just go for it.
Mm.
Okay, now for the answer to our question. How many sounds do experts say we need to be able to pronounce so that we can speak English clearly? Is it A, 44, B, 104, or C, 400?
Well, as I said, 44. I'm fairly confident that it's 44 or thereabouts.
Ah, you knew it all the time, Callum. Well, that's all we've got time for today. Join us again next time for more 6 Minute English. Goodbye.
Goodbye. BBC Learning English.com.